Welcome to Narratives. The Cutout is a many-layered tale of a young man used against his will for his striking likeness to another, which forces him into a series of dangerous adventures.
He went that way, someone yelled from behind him. The sound was like an adrenaline shot, giving Pharaoh the ability to run even faster. He whipped past a newsagent and a shoe store, and then he was dashing down the escalator towards the subway. He dug through his pockets as he fled, looking for his transport pass. Then he realized he could be identified if he used it. At the bottom of the escalator, he ran past the tattered movie posters, the billboards advertising iced coffee, the stained maps of the railway until he could see the turnstile. He sprinted towards it and jumped, sailing over the plastic barrier. His shoes skidded across the tiles as he landed on the other side. He looked up and down the platform. A tourist with a giant backpack stood nearby. A uniformed petrol station employee played with his phone while a pair of teenage girls whispered in each other's ears. None of them were looking in Pharaoh's direction. A train waited, doors open, engine humming. His timing had been perfect. "Don't you move!" The police officer was clambering over the turnstile behind him. Pharaoh sprinted towards the train, but the doors were starting to close. "No, no, no!" he cried. He reached the train just as the doors slammed shut. He pounded his fist on the safety glass. The passengers inside pretended not to see. The police officer sauntered over. He knew Pharaoh had nowhere to go. "Lie down on the ground," he said, yelling to be heard over the train's whining engine. "I didn't do anything," Pharaoh said. "Lie down." The officer pulled a pair of handcuffs from his belt and reached out for Pharaoh with a gloved hand. The tourist was staring at them. Resisting arrest. Fare evasion. Unlawful assembly, disturbing the peace, or however the cops described participation in a protest that turned violent, Pharaoh might be 25 or 30 by the time he got out of prison. "Okay," he said, dropping to his knees. "I'm lying down." Then, as the officer tried to grab him, Pharaoh gripped a handrail at the rear of the departing train. Pain exploded in his shoulder as the train dragged him off the platform and into the darkness of the tunnel. Pharaoh caught a glimpse of the astonished officer's face before the platform was sucked away. He kept his fist clenched around the handrail as the train rocketed through the tunnel. He had hoped to swing up onto the doorstep at the rear of the train and prise open the carriage door, but it was impossible. He'd been pulled down onto the tracks and there was no way of climbing up. The rail bed was full of ballast, thick gravel that bounced under his shoes, bruising his ankles and his legs as the train accelerated. He pulled his feet onto one of the rails. There was no shower of sparks, no lethal shock as his shoes slid along the hot metal. The train must run on overhead power, or perhaps the current couldn't penetrate the rubber soles. The handrail shuddered in his hand. His grip was slipping. He reached up and grabbed it in his other fist. The tunnel smelled like a coal mine. He could feel the oil coating his lungs. The clatter of the giant wheels was deafening. Pharaoh longed to plug his ears, but he couldn't spare the fingers. If he let go, what would happen? Would hitting the ground break his neck, or would his clothes offer enough protection? He didn't want to risk it. He kept his feet balanced on the rail, desperate to avoid the stony blur beneath. Ladders hung from the walls, whipping past every few seconds. Climbing one would probably lead Pharaoh up to a manhole in the street, giving him the chance to run home, but he'd have to let go of the speeding train, and the ballast wasn't the only peril below him. Deep pits yawned between the tracks, one every few meters. He didn't know why these holes had been dug or what was at the bottom of them, and he didn't want to find out. The next station on this line was directly under the Botanic Gardens. Even if he could get out of the station, the park gates were locked at night and he couldn't climb the fence since the whole park was currently covered by a gigantic bird net. But if he climbed onto the platform, he could board the train and ride it to Kuralsk Station near his parents' apartment. There was a problem with this plan. He wasn't sure he could make it to Garden Station. His hands, arms, legs and feet felt like they were on fire. The train lurched to the right. Pharaoh slid sideways onto the rail bed where the ballast slammed into his feet. The impact shook one of his hands loose from the rail. His other arm stretched as it took the weight. He screamed and kicked his legs rapidly so the gravel wouldn't scrape off his flesh. He couldn't hang on much longer. He was going to have to let go. "Maybe I'll survive the impact," he thought desperately. The handrail slipped from his palm to his fingers, then from his fingers to his fingertips. He gritted his teeth. This was going to hurt. Then he realized the train was slowing down. The stones pounded his legs with less and less force. The roaring of the wheels settled down to a dark rumbling as the brakes squealed in the enclosed space. Pharaoh could finally hear his ragged breaths and his pounding heart. The carriages groaned to a shuddering halt. A recorded announcement echoed through the tunnel. "The train departing from Platform 3 stops all stations to North Kamau." "I made it," he thought. "I actually..." The door above him slid open. Someone grabbed his wrist. Pharaoh looked up at the two uniformed transit officers. You're in a whole lot of trouble, kid, one of them growled.
You've been listening to Jack Heath reading from his book, The Cutout. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Campus Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.